Blog Talk Radio.
Sadly, a lot of our evangelism has been just about getting to heaven. I mean, that's most of the evangelistic messages, whether it's in crusades or on TV or whatever. You got to get saved so you can go to heaven. And I believe that's why we have a lot of immature people calling themselves Christians, but really aren't. I mean, they might have made some kind of sinner's prayer or whatever. But life is miserable. When Jesus talks to people, it's not about getting to heaven, it's about living a life. And I believe we've missed that over the last 100 years, maybe, or more. That the only reason to accept Christ is, you know, it's like playing Monopoly and you get a get out of hell free card if you land on the right square. It's not really about that at all. It's about having a life in Christ. It's about being alive in God, here and now. You see, we don't have to worry about heaven. God's got it covered. And I remember hearing, and I've shared this, I'm sure, before, I remember going to evangelistic meetings and taking people that I was interested in and wanting to have an experience with God and being generally disappointed. Because they always end up kind of the same way. If you leave here tonight and you haven't accepted Jesus and you get run over by a train, do you know where you're going? You know, out in the bush, there's so little chance of getting run over by a train. I think a better question is, if you leave here tonight without Christ, can you make it another day? Can you live another day without Jesus? And that's why I'm sad about this guy. I'm glad that he finally, but he missed out on life. He totally missed out on life. And so does anybody and everyone else who thinks, I got time. I'll take care of it tomorrow. You don't know about tomorrow. You have no promise of tomorrow. Or people say, well, I'm still young. I want to live a little. Hey, I'd rather you live a lot by responding to Jesus. And then you won't have all that stuff to unlearn. That's why I said earlier, don't bank on a deathbed conversion. Today is the day. Just today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today. Today, you will be with me in paradise. So Jesus lives with us here and now. A thought came to me this morning, so I just got to scratch a couple notes here, but I believe I heard God saying, it is so time to quit being spiritual toddlers. So time to quit being a spiritual toddler where you're obsessed with me and my and I. And you are all obsessed with somebody. It's either you or it's Jesus. I believe that should be the desire in our hearts, not, you know, like I say, thank God for this guy at the last minute, but he missed out on life. And if we are spiritual toddlers, we miss out on life too. Because God is desirous that we should grow up and become sons, mature sons, walking with Jesus. To be obsessed with Jesus. Or as a good friend of mine keeps saying, he wants to be saturated with God. Or, if you don't like saturated or obsessed, try Jonathan Edwards. Besotted with God. Take your pick. But get soaked in Jesus. Grow up away from spiritual toddlership where everything revolves around me and my comforts and what I want. Be almost better to be addicted to something other than self. But be addicted to Jesus. That's where the life really is. Because he lives with us here and now. And eternally we will live with him in that wonderful garden of God. Out of the darkness comes that word of hope. With me. With me. With me. You with me. You with me. I know you knew this was coming, but we're going to do it anyway. We're going to sing that song again where we make our confession. Love's so amazing. Demands my soul, my life, my all. It's 180 something. Three. Five. It's close. Oh, let's do Appalachia. 185. Mm-hmm.